Chapter 59. Purpose. As I left the mayor's rooms, I considered sending a runner with my card and ring ahead to Corticus. Then I dismissed the thought. I was on an errand for the mayor. Surely that would excuse a slight breach of etiquette. From the rumor mill, I knew Alvaron's arcanist had been a permanent part of the mayor's court for more than a dozen years. But other than the fact that he lived in one of the estate's southern towers, I had no idea what to expect from the man. I knocked on the thick timbered door.
Hold on, then,
the voice came faintly. There was the sound of a bolt being drawn back, and the door opened to reveal a thin man with a long, hawkish nose and curling black hair. He wore a long, dark garment vaguely reminiscent of a master's robe.
Yes? I was wondering if I might borrow a moment of your time, sir,
I said, my nervousness only half feigned. He looked me over, taking in my fine clothes.
I don't do love potions. You can find that sort of thing down in Severin Low.
The heavy door began to inch closed.
So you'd be better off with a little dancing and some roses, if you ask me.
I'm here for something else, I said quickly. Two things, actually. One for the mayor and one for myself.
I lifted my hand, revealing the iron ring on my palm. Alvaron's name blazed in bright gold across the face of it. The door stopped closing.
You'd best come in, then,
Corticus said. The room looked like a small university contained in a single room, lit with the familiar red glow of sympathy lamps. There were shelves of books, tables full of twisted glassware, and far in the back, half concealed by the curving wall of the tower, I thought I could see a small furnace or kiln.
Good God, I exclaimed, covering my mouth with one hand. Is that a dragon?
I pointed to a huge stuffed crocodile that hung from one of the ceiling beams. You have to understand, some arcanists are more territorial than sharks, especially those who have managed to acquire luxurious court positions such as this. I had no idea how Corticus might react to a young arcanist in training arriving in his territory, so I decided it was safer to play the part of a pleasantly dim, non-threatening lordling. Corticus closed the door behind me, chuckling.
No, it's an alligator. Quite harmless, I assure you.
It gave me a bit of a start, I said. What is the use of such a thing?
Honestly?
He looked up at it.
I don't rightly know. It belonged to the arcanist who lived here before me. It seemed a shame to throw it away. Impressive specimen, don't you think?
I gave it a nervous look.
Quite. What is this business you mentioned?
He gestured to a large cushioned chair and settled himself into a similar chair across from me.
I'm afraid I only have a few minutes before I will be otherwise occupied. Until then, my time is yours.
He trailed off, questioningly. I could see he knew quite well who I was, the mysterious young man the mayor had been meeting with. I guessed he was eager as the rest to find out why I was in Severin.
Quoth,
I said. Actually, the mayor's medicine is half my business. I saw a faint, irritated line appear between his eyebrows, and hurried to correct whatever he might be thinking.
I was speaking with the mayor earlier.
I gave the barest pause, as if I was unreasonably proud of this. And he asked me if I might bring him his medicine after I had finished speaking with you. The line disappeared.
Certainly,
Corticus said easily.
It would save me the trip to his rooms. But what is the matter you wish to speak about?
Well, I leaned forward excitedly. I'm doing research into the histories of the noble families in Vintas. I'm thinking of writing a book, you see.
A genealogy.
I saw boredom begin to fog his eyes.
Oh no, there are genealogies aplenty. I was thinking of a collection of stories related to the great families.
I was rather proud of this lie. Not only did it explain my curiosity about Meluan's family, it gave a reason for why I was spending so much time with the mayor.
History tends to be rather dry, but everyone enjoys a story.
Corticus nodded to himself.
Clever idea,
That could be an interesting book. I'll be writing a brief historical preface for each family as an introduction to the stories that follow. The mayor mentioned you were quite the authority on the old families and said he would be pleased if I called on you.
The compliment had its desired effect, and Cordicus puffed himself up ever so slightly.
I don't know if I'd consider myself an authority, he said with false modesty. But I am a bit of an historian.
He raised an eyebrow at me.
You must realize the families themselves would probably be a superior source of information.
One would think that, I said with a sideways look, but families tend to be reluctant to share their most interesting stories.
Cordicus gave a wide grin.
I imagine so.
The grin faded just as quickly.
But I'm certain I don't know any stories of that sort regarding the mayor's family, he said seriously.
Oh, no, 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 I waved my hands in violent negation. The mayor is a special case. I wouldn't dream.
I trailed off, swallowing visibly.
I was hoping you might be able to enlighten me regarding the Lackless family. I'm rather in the dark about them.
Really?
He said, surprised.
They've fallen from what they once were, but they are a treasure trove of stories.
His eyes focused far away, and he tapped his lips with his fingers distractedly.
How about this? I'll brush up on the history, and you can come back tomorrow for a longer talk. It's nearly time for the mayor's medicine, and it shouldn't be delayed.
He got to his feet and began to roll up his sleeves.
There's one thing I can remember off the top of my head, if you don't mind my rambling while I prepare the mayor's medicine.
I've never seen a potion being made, I said enthusiastically.
If you wouldn't find it too distracting?
Not at all.
I could prepare it in my sleep.
He moved behind a work table and lit a pair of blue flame candles. I took care to look suitably impressed, even though I knew they were just for show. Cordicus shook a portion of dried leaf onto a small hand scale and weighed it.
Do you have any trouble accepting rumor into your research?
Not if it's interesting.
He was silent while he carefully measured a small amount of clear liquid from a glass stoppered bottle.
From what I understand, the Lackless family has an heirloom. Well, not an heirloom exactly, but an ancient thing that dates back to the beginning of their line.
There's not much odd with that. Old families are rife with heirlooms.
Hush, he said testily. There's more to it than that.
He poured the liquid into a flat lead bowl with some crude symbols carved along the outside. It bubbled and hissed, filling the air with a faint, acrid smell. He decanted the liquid into the pan over the candles. From there, he added the dry leaf, a pinch of something, and a measure of white powder. He added a splash of fluid I assumed was simply water, stirred, and poured the result through a filter and into a clear glass vial, stoppering it with a cork. He held the result up for me to see, a clear amber liquid with a slight greenish tint.
There you go. Remind him to drink it all.
I took the warm vial.
What was this heirloom?
Cordicus rinsed his hands in a porcelain bowl and shook them dry.
I've heard that on the oldest parts of the Lackless lands, in the oldest part of their ancestral estate, there is a secret door. A door without a handle or hinges.
He watched me to make sure I was paying attention.
There's no way of opening it. It is locked, but at the same time, lockless. No one knows what's on the other side.
He nodded toward the vial in my hand.
Now get that to the mayor. It'll be best if he drinks it while it's warm.
He escorted me to the door.
Do come back tomorrow. He smirked a bit. I know a story about the Menebras that will turn your red hair white.
Oh, I only work on one family at a time, I said, not wanting to risk getting bogged down in endless court gossip. Two is the absolute most. Right now I'm working on Alvaron and Lackless. I couldn't bring myself to start a third as well.
I gave an insipid smile.
I'd put myself all in a muddle.
That's a shame, Cordicus said. I travel quite a bit, you see. Many of the noble houses are eager to host the mayor's own arcanist. He gave me a sly look.
This makes me privy to some rather interesting facts.
He opened the door.
Think on it, and do stop back tomorrow. I'll have more on the necklaces at any rate.
I was at the doors to the mayor's rooms before the vial had a chance to cool. Stapes opened the door to my knocking and led me to the mayor's inner rooms. The Mayor Alvaron was sleeping in the same position I'd left him in. As Stapes shut the door behind me, one of the mayor's eyes opened, and he beckoned to me feebly.
You took your sweet time.
Your Grace, I...
He motioned me forward again, more sharply this time.
Give me my medicine, he said thickly. Then leave. I'm tired.
I'm afraid it's rather important, Your Grace.
Both eyes opened, and the smouldering anger was there again.
What?
He snapped. I moved to the side of the bed and leaned close. Before he could protest my impropriety, I whispered,
Your Grace, Cordicus is poisoning you.